yes, we are about to enter into a whole new world tonight. We introduce a brand new segment to Travel Writers Radio. One of Australia's top travel agents, Yvonne Verstandig of Executive Edge Travel, will be covering the luxury travel market. And Yvonne will introduce us to a world of aspirational experiences in Australia and beyond. Tonight and every month after, Yvonne and her award-winning team here in Melbourne will present us with the latest ideas and opportunities to experience the ultimate in travel.
Maybe not all of us can afford to go first class or business class, but it's lovely to be able to understand what's out there in the market, both in terms of flights and accommodation and experiences. So you're an expert in that, right?
Yes, definitely expert in that high-end leisure space, in travel experiences, and I'm part of Virtuoso, or actually Executive Edge is part of the Virtuoso Travel Network. So that just is an example of the luxury space that we work in.
And okay.
Virtuoso, I'm not sure if you've heard of Virtuoso.
I have. Brand. Everyone says it's like the top 1% or something.
Yes, definitely. Look, it's an invitation-only network, so you have to be invited by Virtuoso. It was set up probably 25 years ago or mm-hmm. so in the States, and has been in Australia around 12 years maybe now.
Okay.
But you've got to be invited to be part of the network. And
right.
basically, it's dealing with hotels in all the five-star deluxe hotels around the globe. We get access to special amenities for our clients by them booking through a Virtuoso agency, networks, global connections throughout the whole world,
okay.
basically. So very high-end.
Yeah, and you can't get Virtuoso, you can't look it up like Trivago. It's something.
Oh, definitely not.
But there's something to be said for having an expert in your pocket, isn't it? That, you know, someone like you who's at the end of a phone call, or your team, and they've got a nice team there in Melbourne,
yes.
Your team is there to give advice and also to assist people to complete their booking, obviously.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
That's
so
what we're here for.
Now, you've agreed very kindly to be a resident expert on the show, and we have a few who appear approximately once a month. So this week, you and I have talked offline about what we thought might be interesting to listeners, and you've come up with a group of private islands and experiences that are available on private islands. So that does sound enthralling. Tell us a little bit about what you've come up with, Yvonne.
Yes, look, private islands, you know, scattered across the globe. So whether it is in the Indian Ocean, Atlantic, you know, Caribbean, our waters here closer in the Pacific, but it's basically an island that only has a one resort on it. So either the private island might be a complete buyout, you can only go there if you take exclusive use of the island,
mm-hmm.
or you go and basically you're one of number of guests, but it's very exclusive and that really catered to the high-end market. A prime example is I've just recently celebrated a big birthday.
21, that's fantastic.
Yes, thank you. Well, thanks, Graham.
That's okay.
And one of my desires was I've got to get to, I don't know if you've heard of Frigate Island.
I have heard of it. I've not been there. I don't even know if I've seen an image of it. But the Seychelles is in the Indian Ocean. I know that much.
Yes, very good. So off the coast of Africa. And
okay.
I was heading to Africa. I did a nice month's trip there and wanted to finish in an idyllic space, beautiful waters, and best option was the Seychelles.
Right.
So that was how we came to Frigate Island. I had heard about Frigate over the years, obviously, you know, working in this space, and it's a ultra-luxe private island. So that it exudes exactly what we're talking about, which is really that private experience. You can't get more private than you fly in by a chopper, helicopter. You know, you fly into the main island of Seychelles, into Mahé, and even just to get there is quite hard. It's just not an easy, it's not a quick step and a jump. So
right.
that in itself is a bit of an exclusivity about it.
Mm.
So, access to the Seychelles is not easy.
Right.
So it's just complete luxury, 16
villas, right?
Across the island, and it's heaven. So there's seven beaches that are just beautiful.
You make the first footprint on the beach, do you?
Yes, well, definitely.
That'd be good.
Yes, exactly. One of the beaches, it's called Ansmacaro, and that is a beach that you can privatise. So you walk to the beach, there's a tag at the top, a wooden board, and it says private or taken.
Yeah.
You turn it, flip it over, you have to remember to flip it over, and it's taken, and that means no one else can go onto that beach. So you head down. We were with our kids and basically had the beach to ourselves. The cove, stunning, stunning water, and we could have it as long as we wanted.
What an incredible opportunity.
Yeah, amazing. So you don't really get that in many places around the world.
And would you say, is this like 6-star? Could you rank it against sort of the 5 stars that most of us, I guess, would see here in Australia? Or how do you position it?
Look, you know, I would definitely rank, especially the few of the private islands I'm talking about, definitely up in that 6-star model. Yep. When you're paying the lowest rate, you know, they've got their seasonal rate now, the coming up to summer season.
Yeah.
Their basic room category is the 1-bedroom residence, but they're huge, huge pools out on decks right out to the ocean. All you see is the ocean, and they are starting at €3,250 a night.
Okay.
So that sort of gives you an idea of what cost you're up for.
Okay. So Frigate Island sounds really, really good and exclusive. Your own villa, your own pool, and your own beach. That's really taking it to an extreme. I assume they cook for you and everything. You're not expected to put your own chop on the barbie, are you?
No, definitely not. So that rate is fully inclusive. So basically, and that's what I found just amazing, you know, you could dine really anywhere, anytime.
Right.
And some of the places that we ate at, you know, had breakfast out at the old plantation house overlooking the marina and just hundreds of birds. That's one thing that it's really, you know, they call it their conservation jewel because amazing nature. And sitting over breakfast, overlooking the water, and then just all these birds buzzing overhead.
Sounds
it was just incredible. Then one day we headed off early, did a hike. I'm very much into hiking, Graham.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Did a hike, did the tortoise trail and turtle trail, and ended up at another beach that's actually been voted one of the most beautiful beaches in the world. And it's Ants Victorian.
Right.
And there was our butler. Of course, your villa comes with a butler or your personal assistant.
Right.
And he was waiting for us with a table set, you know, tablecloth and beautiful crockery and cutlery. And we had a private breakfast down by the most beautiful beach in the world.
Yeah.
So pretty spectacular.
Now, you didn't run into Brad Pitt or Jennifer Aniston or Angelique?
None of them?
You didn't run into them?
None of them.
They go to this sort of place, don't they?
They do. They flock there, and you know that is definitely it's the Hollywood royals that all head there. But no, we didn't run into them.
Okay.
So, and they didn't run into us.
Oh well, they're probably happy to have had the time on their own as you did. So that's great. Well, that's Frigate Island. Now you've got a couple of others. What else can we talk about this week? We might have to do this over 2 weeks, you know. But go on. What's the next one?
The next one, look, you know, talking about ones that I've been to is always, you know, easy.
Yeah.
I've been another private island that I've been to that probably, I would say, caps in terms of luxury or at least on the nightly spend.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at that, is La Sala.
Right.
So La Sala Island, or it's actually spelled L-A-U-C-A-L-A. So I'm not sure if people think of it as La Cala.
This is the Fijian spelling, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
So the C is a TH, so it's La Sala.
Yeah.
But that is absolute exclusive hideaway. And, if you know, it's to me, that's a fantasy island. It's been known as the Disneyland for adults. And it was actually bought by the co-founder of Red Bull.
Oh,
energy
okay.
drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Dietrich Mateschitz bought it from the Forbes family back in 2002, and he converted it 2011. He launched it as a private island resort.
But it's not your tiny little thing. It's not like the island in the middle of Albert Park Lake. This thing's 3,500 acres.
Yes, that's right. Spot on.
So you can wander around most of it, can you?
Well, look, a lot of it is, you can, there are hiking trails that I think it's a 4-hour trek that you can do
right.
around the circumference. But it is huge. The main part of the island is actually the accommodation is, that's 25 villas and that's spread throughout the northern part of the island.
Okay.
And the villas, again, are huge, huge villas
right.
that they are 1, 2 or 3 bedroom villas. And the space is just, this is what luxury is. It's the decor's very Fijian, so you have a very strong sense of place. You feel that you're in Fiji, but beautiful decor. Everything is completely fresh, clean lines, and all of it. You've got your bedroom, lounge room, and extra lounge room that houses your mini bar, and I don't think I've ever seen a mini bar as big as that. Bottles of wine to choose from.
And it's all included?
All of it's included.
What's the investment here?
Yes, it's a little bit more. I would say it's probably the highest, one of the highest tag islands. It's $6,000 a night for a one-bedroom villa.
Okay.
That's inclusive of taxes. And, of course, that's not, you have to add the cost of the private jet. Well, it's their jet. It's Air Lasala.
And where's that go from?
Nandi. That goes from Nandi.
Right.
So, you know, that's definitely close to home and very accessible because you just take the 3.5-4 hour flight into Nandi direct.
Yeah.
And then you whisk away straight over to their lounge, to the Lasala lounge there, and then onto your private jet. And then, you know, you come off like a rock star. It's really quite amazing.
Well, I felt pretty privileged at one stage going on the boat from Hamilton to Hayman.
Oh, yes.
You know, that was a pretty special moment. But this is a measure again. This is like, another league.
This is the 20, yes.
Yeah.
So it's just, it is definitely a whole other league. And, you know, you get off there and you're greeted by the Fijians. The staff ratio to guests there is, I think, one of the highest in the world. So it's about 400 staff and it only caters for 25 villas. And really, I don't know if they're ever full, probably just in the very peak season, the Christmas season, but they're rarely full.
Right.
And it's just, that in itself is exclusivity at its best. There's no fly zone in that area.
Yeah.
Only, you can only access it by flying with Air Lasala, with their, or if you've got your own private jet, of course.
Wow. That just sounds fantastic. Now, you know, we've actually expired the available time for this week.
Oh.
So what we're going to do, I told you time flies, you know, when you're doing this. What we'll do is we will have another chat next week because I know you've got a couple of other islands that you want to talk about.
Luxury travel expert Yvonne Verstandig of Executive Edge Travel here in Melbourne.
Yeah, and if you'd like to look at Executive Edge, executiveedge.com.au. And if you'd like to inquire or find more information about either of those two islands that Yvonne was talking about today, you can write to leisure, leisure@executiveedge.com.au. They're based here in Melbourne.